Hello.
Hey, this is Destiny calling back. I have to go ahead and see what's wrong with the ticket. So looks like you'll have to, are you still in need of that service today for that jump start on that vehicle?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It looks like when I go ahead and make a new ticket, because that provider called in, they said that was their second time going out and they couldn't contact you with the telephone number that was on file. So they had to get paid for that payment. It looks like your coverage is one service every 72 hours. So if I set up a new ticket for you for the jumpstart service, you'll have to pay out of pocket for that service, and then you could save your risk for reimbursement consideration today.
You said, so will I be able to get reimbursed? Because I was sitting out there until 5 o'clock this morning.
Yes, you'll just have to save your receipts if you pay out of pocket today. Or you can contact your insurance company. But for roadside, I can send someone out for you. You'll just have to pay for the service out of pocket.
Okay, I thought I was going through my insurance to get through this. That's too
Yes, that is
much.
correct. If you had any more questions in regards to your services or how many services you can receive, I would advise you to call out to the insurance company just because we're dispatch.
Okay, but you can do it. How much would it be, though?
I have to go ahead and call out to these providers, make sure everything on the ticket from the previous ticket is correct, and then I'll have to contact them. But they'll possibly want you to be out there since it is a jump start service.
Okay, is it any possible way, because I'm at home right now. I'm at home right now. I would have to get a lift up there to the car.
And is the car on the freeway?
No. See, they even had that wrong. Okay, so my car had cut off in the middle of the street, but it's at a Texas. I'm about to send the address. Or, I mean, tell you the address for it. It's at a Texaco. I got it pushed out of the middle of the road to a Texaco.
Okay,
That was my
second for me.
quick comment. Say again.
1 second for me to put in this information, and then I'll go ahead and get the addresses for me to verify.
Okay. Hey, don't start the in and out, and you being loud still.
Okay, I have a couple questions in regards to the jump start. Some may apply to and some may not. Did the vehicle stop running while you were driving the vehicle?
Okay, so I had turned it off and it went cutting back on, and then my battery light here came on.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All righty. Is the vehicle in a parking spot at that gas station location?
Correct.
Okay. And is it bagged in or pulled forward?
It's pulled forward. I couldn't back it in.
Okay, no problem. All righty. And what is that address that you have? And where are the keys located?
The keys are with me. That's why I think I can go to what you call it?
You said the keys are with you?
Yeah, the keys are with
Okay.
me. Okay, it's gonna
And you
be
said you'll be able to
one.
come to the scene?
Yeah, I will be able to go there. I just need to know how far in. How long? Because last night I was just sitting here for like
No
hours.
problem. I'll be able to let you know.
Okay.
All righty, and that address whenever you're ready.
All right. It'll be 1 14 10 Klondike, KLONDIKE, Road, Southwest, Conyers, Georgia, 30094.
All righty, 1 second. One
it really minute. Should be 30012, but whatever.
And this is a Greyhound bus station, possibly Klondike Pike, package store, a 24-hour repair shop.
No, it's where my car. Don't do 30094. They don't know what it's on. 30012.
Okay. It's mapping out. Is it not too far from a Longhorn Steakhouse or a Dairy Queen off of 20?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Let's see. It's mapping in the same spot. So I have 1410 Klondike Road Southwest.
Mhm.
Okay. Let me go ahead. Do you have cash or credit card available for the payment today?
Card.
Card. All right. Give me just 1 second. We're going to go ahead and call out to these providers and see what they have available and come back with the ETA and the quote for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. 1 second for me.
All right.